A North Nashville school is fighting declining enrollment by trying out some innovative programs. It hopes these will broaden the horizons of the low-income students it's traditionally served and also entice wealthier families moving into the neighborhood to give the school a chance. WPLN's Shalina Chetlani reports.
It's a special day at Buena Vista Enhanced Option Elementary School in North Nashville. Volunteers have arrived with a leafy Greek salad for students to try.
Do you think y'all will eat salad again?
Yes.
Yes.
I will.
No.
How come?
Because the salad is nasty.
Many of the kids here say they've never had the quinoa, kale, or feta cheese in these salads before. They're used to eating canned or prepackaged foods like chips. But on this day, they're getting a sample of fresh fruits and vegetables because Rob Horton, an urban farmer and activist, is here with his nonprofit group, The Trap Garden.
If you don't like it, it's okay. It's all about trying new things, okay?
Kids are also planting seeds in their community garden, coloring in a sheet on the farm cycle to learn about the business of agriculture, and seeing what it takes to sell the plants.
Showing them what it is that they're doing today that could lead to actual business ideas for them to be able to develop something that matters within their community.
Horton grew up in a low-income St. Louis neighborhood. He and his friends often depended on one corner convenience store for food because there weren't any supermarkets. Horton says his experience at Tennessee State University was similar.
And so that's how I came up with the Trap Garden, because I was more than likely to see an actual trap house within my community than the actual community garden space.
Horton says he wanted to help kids in communities similar to his own, like those at Buena Vista. The school serves predominantly lower-income families, including parents from the homeless shelters just blocks away, says Principal Myra Taylor.
They are parents who are unemployed or in some cases folks who are on disability. It's a really tough area.
Because of that, the school has long dealt with high turnover. Around 70% of the students come in and out of the classroom because parents may not know where they're going next. But the school has been dealing with another challenge, gentrification. According to state data, Buena Vista has seen enrollment fall by nearly a third over the last 5 years, as wealthier families and singles have started moving into the surrounding neighborhood. Taylor hopes innovative programming will convince them to enroll.
Programs about sustainability, food awareness, healthy eating, healthy living, and so forth.
Also, yoga, golf, and dance. Taylor hopes these will appeal to more middle-class families. Buena Vista has been doing this type of work for a while, says Freddie O'Connell, the Metro Council member who represents Nashville's urban core, including Buena Vista. But he says these strategies may only be somewhat successful.
These schools, you know, serving predominantly African-American school student bodies and families, now are surrounded by neighborhoods that are much more diverse, but they're not attracting that student body.
He thinks it's going to take more funding and better academic performance for Buena Vista to look appealing. And newcomers will need to feel a responsibility to send their kids there.
You'd almost have to have a multi-neighborhood conversation wherein the school and the community and some leadership all together said, all right, who in this room would consider sending their children to Buena Vista, even though you're not thinking of doing it today?
Whether that conversation can actually happen, O'Connell says, is uncertain. But Buena Vista Principal Myra Taylor says there are benefits to bringing in these programs for the kids who are already at the school.
It's about our students being able to function outside of this community and being exposed to things that sometimes parents may not know to expose them to or may not be prepared or able to expose them to, gives them a leg up. You know, they won't always be the person in the room who knows the least.
And that includes giving kids a chance to eat a healthy bowl of kale, quinoa, and feta cheese. For WPLN News, I'm Shalina Chetlani.